Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Another blessed day in Christ Jesus. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Elias, a message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, we will pray with you. If you have any questions about the lesson, we will do our best in the Lord Jesus to answer for you. If you have any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. If you are calling to obtain information on how to get a copy of the messages the Lord have been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments or, you know, even if you're in your questions on air, contact me at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com, and I will get back to you as well. So today on this blessed Monday, we are on the second broadcast of the day. It's entitled The Angel Messenger Speaks Today. My brother Eddie Lee, is start to do this on Mondays as well. He is coming with the word of the Lord concerning the message of the Lord, Jesus Christ, his angel messenger coming. And our brother has started to speak on this more. So as we await for my brother to come on to head this off, we're grateful once again for another blessed day, an opportunity for you as listening to join us at this time, at this hour. Thank God, our Lord Jesus Christ, Savior, is Lord, and he is God. Amen. And it's truly a blessing once again this day to be able to come to you today with the word of God. And so we're coming with more and more concerning the word of God, because people, I mean, I'm here to tell you that the time is going to come where the true believers are going to be denied access to the internet. And I know that some of you don't believe that, but just hold on and you'll see. The way things are shaping up is heading to it. Some of you is not seeing it right now, but to those whom the Lord is dealing with on account of their faith and wanting to know more of the things of this in time, the Lord is showing it to them, and they are seeing it. And I'm telling you now, we're trying to get out as much of the word as we can to the people. Amen. To all you that's listening, because we've been commissioned of the Lord to do that. However, when the time comes that they, deny true believers access to the internet, that's not going to stop footwork, people. I mean, the internet is part of the communication. There is house to house, okay? Amen. Because you look back in the days of the early church, they didn't have internet like we do. Or they didn't even have phones, okay? And the people traveled, okay? They traveled, you know, by horse, donkey, walking, you name it, to spread the gospel. So, you know, we thank God for these tools right here to speak, and someone over in Japan could hear us. You know, we thank God for that. But we know that this is not the only communication that Jesus is looking for us to use to get his word to the people. I mean, listen, it's going to come down to footwork. It's going to come down to going house to house. So I think that sometimes as Christians, we have to watch the excuses we make on not doing what God has commissioned us to do. And like I said, you know, some people just depend 100% on the internet, and they, you know, won't do anything else. Okay. And, you know, we must understand that, you know, the internet is part of the tool that is to help. And like I said, thank God for it. But however, we must understand it is not the only means. Now, I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless, brother. God bless. Amen. Well, we had a little technical difficulty there. Hopefully Brother will be back on in a minute there. Okay. And so, you know, we have that from time to time. Because once again, you're dealing with technology. So dealing with technology, those things happen. And just waiting for my brother to come back on. But like I said, we're trying to get as much of the word out as we can to you guys. Amen. And like I said, when they do tell the true believers, I tell my people that's going to be true believers, hey, you can't have access because some of that stuff you're preaching, we're not with it. And we want to regulate and tell you what to preach. It's not going to replace footwork, people. So you might get shut down in one area, but it opened the door for the other area. Okay, the other area. And like I said, footwork, it's going to be more of the biggest thing. You know, you're going to find people going from home to home. But right now, the travel that we have available, we need to use it. That's why I got great respect for missionaries that go over to the other countries. Thank God for them, to giving the gospel of Jesus Christ to the people in other nations. Thank God for that. And, you know, amen. And so, you know, glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. And so I sense a sense of urgency that we have to get the word out. Amen. And, you know, this is what the Lord will have us to do. Amen. To get this word out to the people. Glory be to God. So I'm grateful to be able to do such a thing as that. Okay. And once again, you know, it's not an easy thing. You know, Satan just don't many times just let you waltz up in there and just do things, you know. He tries to do his little hindering tactics here and there. But rest assured that Jesus Christ is Lord. No one is greater than him. And, you know, we depend and trust in his power. You know, we will make it, okay? So that's the beautiful thing about that. Amen. Glory be to God. And so, like I said, our brother, you know, Brother Eddie Lee, first he was trying to get on and couldn't reach and get him. So we still look for him to head off. But we have been talking to you guys about the angel of the Lord. Amen. The resurrected John the Baptist, the Elijah. Amen. And the word of God points out to Jesus sending an angel in this end time. Okay. Glory be to God. And one thing about the Lord is that God doesn't do anything in vain. And he just don't be talking just to be here himself talk. Okay. And this angel has a mission. Now, the Lord just don't send angels for them just appear to you and they do nothing. So we got to keep that in mind too. Okay. There is a purpose. Whenever, even if God sent an angel to you, understand this, that there's a purpose and a reason why he comes. Okay. He's there for a reason and a purpose. He's not just showing up and say, oh, I ain't have nothing else to do. And I just came to check on you, see how you were doing. That ain't how it worked, people. When the Lord sent his angel to you or to anyone, that angel has a purpose of coming. So you never have to worry about an angel of the Lord coming in vain. Okay? Because you got to remember, angels are sent by God. They are on the appointment time of the Lord, not on your timetable, they're not on mine. So some of you that keep jumping down there praying, talking about, I want that angel right now. I want to see an angel right now. Here's the news flash. They don't come at your appointment time. So put your appointment books out and just throw them away if you're trying to set up an appointment for when you want an angel to come, because they're going to come whenever the Lord sends them, okay? And so this angel, the Elijah, who comes and has been coming since 1927, bringing an angel, bringing a word from the Lord Jesus Christ, comes at the appointed time of the Lord. Amen. He doesn't come on my time or your time. He comes at the appointed time of the Lord. And it's amazing how some Christians don't believe that God will send an angel. And the very Bible itself testifies that the Lord sent angels, okay? I mean, good Lord, people, we can look at all this from the, you can go from the Old to the New Testament, okay? God has sent angels. Now, is that his only way of communicating with men? Well, no, but that's one of his ways, okay? And if he chooses to send an angel to carry the message, so be it. He chooses, okay? You know, we have to get off this thing where we're telling the Lord how to send a message to us. And, you know, sometimes we act like, you know, we the commander in chief and he's the one that just do. Well, no, it don't work like that, people. It don't work like that. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank God for Jesus. And so the word of God talks about, even in Malachi chapter 4, he said, behold, I was sending Elijah the prophet before in great and dreadful day of the Lord. And that's Malachi chapter 4, before the great and dreadful day. Now, we know and understand that the term great and dreadful day refers to the second coming of Christ. Why? It's going to be great for believers. It's going to be dreadful or terrible for the wicked. Because, see, on that day, the Lord Jesus, when he comes, he's going to come, number one, for his people, and number two, to hand out destruction to the wicked, okay? That's why it's a great and dreadful day. But we notice in Malachi chapter 4, he said, I'm going to send Elijah before that. Well, we see, we're living in that time right now. This is the time that Elijah should come, and this is the time that he's been coming, okay? Remember, the Lord Jesus is a keeper of his word, okay? So he sends the Elijah with a word to bring to his people in this very day. Amen? Glory be to God. And so, like I said, my brother must still be having difficulty because normally he would be on us now. And I know if he ain't on right now, something really came up. And like I said, he tried to get on one time. I was just looking at this on the screen and couldn't get through. Amen. So sometimes Satan is interfering. And so we bind you, Satan. We rebuke you. We command you to turn loose. Every hindering spirit, we command to go in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know, whether you believe it or not, people, there is a devil, okay? And some people just act like it's just a god. It ain't no devil. And so even for the evil and the wickedness and not, I mean, blaming God just for everything, okay? And I have to tell people, do you not realize that there is a devil, okay? I mean, you know, even every bad thing, well, God and God, I said, come on, man. There is a devil, amen? And so the Lord, in his planning, now, here's the thing about God when he does a particular work. The Lord, when he's getting ready to do something great in the earth, he plants a seed. And what I mean by planting a seed, he gives the word first. And he chooses how he wants to give it, whether he speak in an audible voice or speak in one spirit or speak to others through someone else. Or if he start giving dreams and visions, it's whatever way he choose. But whenever he's getting ready to do something great in the earth, okay, the Lord plants a seed. So in dealing with the sending of this angel, the Elijah, the Lord planted a seed, and it was his word. So he gives Malachi 4, that Elijah is going to come before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And then he himself spoke, as Malachi and Mark recorded, to his disciples and said that Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. And they understood that he spake of John the Baptist. Well, John was dead. So, you know, I know Jesus know perfect English and grammar and all that. And I know he know what he's talking about. So if he's talking about Elijah, who he has designated to be John the Baptist, is to restore all things, and John was dead, then that means he's telling you John was going to come back, okay? Well, we know he couldn't come back as in this regular body, because remember, he was beheaded, okay? And in this day and time, you know, from when John last walked the earth, had to be about in the flesh, what, 2,000 years? Now, you ain't seen nobody in the scriptures living to be 2,000 years old, okay? So we know that the time frame, especially because of sin, you notice that the years of man begin to break down, okay? So the Lord planted a seed. And so he planted, with Malachi telling us about the Elijah, the resurrected John the Baptist, and Malachi also telling us that this same person is called the messenger of the Lord. And then he plants a seed where he had Matthew to record where Jesus said personally that Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things, which at that time, he let him know that Elijah was John the Baptist, but John the Baptist was dead. So therefore, he was signifying and making such a statement as he did that Elijah will return, okay? And the only way he can return to do a work is to come back as an angelic being, okay? Amen. Because when there is a overall resurrection to immortality, you don't come back with the body in a mortal state, okay? It has to be changed, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. See, that's why over the point of years, as we get older, the body begin to break down, okay? You know, you don't believe me, some of you guys that say is my age, around 50, you go and try to do some of the stuff you did when you were 20, okay, and you'll find out. But anyhow, and so the Lord planted a seed. And then God planted a seed once again through Peter in Acts chapter 3, telling us about that prophet. Well, it wasn't Jesus. One day we're going to go into that. And Jesus was not that prophet. In fact, Jesus was never a prophet. Yeah, he was never a prophet. Jesus was never a prophet. He is Lord God Almighty. He was never a prophet. So we're grateful to that. So, amen. And I just thank the Lord for the sending of his angel messenger. And this is why Brother Lee decided to come to on these Mondays on the Angel Messenger Speaks Today, okay? And I gather from him telling me that he wanted to also do this on Monday, that God had been dealing with him in his heart about telling him about the coming of the Angel Messenger. And one of the purposes of us telling you guys is especially for those of you who's looking for a move of God, especially among Christianity, because you've been seeing Christianity and Christians and how they've been fighting and separating stuff, and you're going, oh, my Lord, is it going to be like this? And then on top of that, you heard some people say that God is not speaking today. He did all the speaking he going to do back in Paul and them day and all that. Well, they're wrong. Anybody that tell you that is dead wrong, okay? Okay, because God spoke in the time of, look at Cain and Abel, spoke in the time of Adam. He's the same today, yesterday, and forever. He ain't changed, okay? So he spoke all in that time, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And you know what that means? I tell you what it means. He'll speak today. Amen. He'll speak today, people. Glory to God. Listen, the Lord is not dead, okay? He is not dead, and he's speaking today, okay? Some of you have listened to people tell y'all that God is not talking today. He is speaking today, okay? And what he is speaking is his will. His will is that Christianity be onefold. That's the will of God. Flow together, flow as one. That is the will of God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's his will, people. That Christianity will be one. So, if you have your Bibles, and I'm going to turn to this and tell, just in case my brother come on here, if the technical difficulty is not so bad, because normally he's on. I want to go to Malachi right quick And I don't know which way the Lord had him going, but I'm just going to say a little something here because originally, like I said, tonight, this is supposed to be his night to do this. But once again, and this is the thing about my brother. I thank God for him. This brother has been in the ministry way longer than me. This brother has been doing outstanding missionary work. And this brother, when he gets into something, he gets into it, you know, the things of God, and he does so. When you come across somebody that normally is there and they miss, you know something is up, okay? And that's one thing I can say about this brother. We've been on Blog Talk Radio. Lord say the same, this December will be 6 years. And he's been on with me the whole time, okay? And whenever he, you know, says I want this day or that day, he normally sticks to it. Now, if he don't show up, something had to happen, okay? You know, they're just like people on the job. You got those people that who comes every day and normally not only come every day, they come every day and on time. So when you look up and they ain't there, you know it's something up. Or if they even come late, you know it's something up, okay? But if you got that chronic missers, the one that miss, they chronic, you know, some, you know, they hardly come to work on time. And if they do, you know, they missing a lot of days. Well, when they miss out, you go, oh, yeah, just typical of them, you know. And plus, you can't really just, you know, rely upon dealing with them because they are chronic and they absenteeism. But when you got somebody that constantly comes, thank God for that. Now, amen. Malachi chapter 4. And in Malachi chapter 4, he says, for behold, a day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, say the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. Now, the day cometh, he's talking about in this end time, when Christ returned, he said, all the proud and all them that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, say the Lord of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch, completely removed, okay? Completely removed. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall. And ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, say the Lord of hosts. So this is here where it shows where that Christ in his return, what he's going to do. To them that fear his name, he's coming back to gather them. To those that are wicked, proud, he's bringing destruction, okay? And then he said in verse 4, he said, remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and judgment. Behold, I will send you Elijah for the prophet for the great coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their father lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Okay. So Malachi is telling us here about the Elijah, the sending of the Lord's man, the Elijah. Amen. Elijah is to come to restore all things, and he's coming on a mission, okay? And like I say, he's not going to show up just to be showing up and, you know, talking with people and things of that nature. Amen. He's coming to talk with people, okay? But he's coming to give them the word of God. Amen? He's coming giving them the word. So thank God for the blessed word of the Lord today in Jesus' name. And so this is what we, or my brother was going to talk concerning this angel messenger to come, amen, and has been coming, the Elijah, glory to God. Thank God for being a keeper of his word, and I just spoke a little something there, but once again, you know, this is normally his day, but, you know, I see that, you've had something to come up, and that is no problem. I don't, and so he definitely will be back with another broadcast. So, I want you all, you guys, if any one of you needs prayer for anything, you know, just call in 515-605-9887, and I will pray with you. Glory be to God. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord today. And I thank God for all of you that have been listening. In Jesus' name, the Lord say the same. You know, I will be back with another broadcast tomorrow. Look for the advertisement then. If I'm not mistaken, it's going to be about the restitution and restoration. You know, Tuesdays is given to it. And so I will be back tomorrow with that. And like I told you, we are trying to give the word out to all of you guys that are listening. So thank God for the blessed word. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for your blessed word. We thank you for your spirit and power of the Holy Ghost. And so, Father, I ask that you would touch all those that have been listening to the broadcast tonight. May you bless them. May you keep them in Jesus' name. Amen. So, once again, it was a short broadcast tonight, but once again, look for tomorrow. I'll be back with another broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.